Sutton, editor of ASI. Today I'm speaking with Dwight Tozer, who serves as vice president of ExxonMobil's adhesion industry business. Dwight, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Susan. Very pleased to be here.
Now, ExxonMobil's just announced plans to build a new 90 kiloton per year hydrogenated tackifier facility in Singapore. Congratulations, this must be a very exciting time.
Yes, Susan, we are very excited to announce this new capacity, and we've been working on it for quite a while, to be honest. It's 40% larger than the largest hydrogenated resin plant that's been built to date, and really helps us to continue to leverage our integration, our scale, our market position. So yeah, we're really quite excited.
Why did ExxonMobil decide to go ahead and build this new plant? What's the need in the marketplace?
Well, the short answer to that is market growth. Expanding on that, we see the demand for hydrogenated resins kind of doubling over the next 15 years. So that's a 5 to 6% compounded per year growth. The largest sector driving this is nonwovens. It's diapers, that's adult incontinence, and that's followed by packaging and assembly. So in these areas, they're changing laws, there are greater demands from a quality standpoint, and these are clear demands, trends that are favoring the hydrogenated resin. In our latest generation technology, I think it's going to help this quite a bit.
And why in Singapore?
Well, with respect to Singapore, there are many facets to that. To start with, Singapore is a great location to serve Asia-Pacific markets, and that's really where the growth is overall. We've been doing business there for over 120 years, and in fact, we just celebrated that anniversary this past January with the government. Singapore has a strong, stable pro-business government, well-established legal system, very skilled workforce, and maybe a little bit on the background before I get to a couple of the other key points. We built our first refinery there in the 60s, second refinery in the 70s, and then we developed the idea of petrochemicals in Singapore in the 1990s, and then built our first steam cracker in the very early 2000s. We had announced last year that we started up our second heavy feed steam cracker last year, the middle of last year. And that one's a big deal. In fact, both of them are, because we're going to move the first one into a similar technology. But both have the capability to crack whole crude. So with these investments, Singapore now is our largest integrated petrochemical complex in the world. And we recently obviously announced specialties to move to the facility, which includes these hydrogenated resins and halobutyl rubber. And thus, as a result of these two world-class heavy feed crackers, we have a huge source of C5 adhesive for our plant, and that allows us to build at the scale that we're talking about now.
How will the new plant and all of this new capacity affect the hot melt adhesives industry?
I like to look at that question a little bit in reverse. What we're going to try to do is how we're not going to affect the industry. So what do I mean by that? It was just a few short years ago, the industry was in very short supply of hydrogenated resins. And this, I tell you, greatly affected our customers and our customers' customers. I'm sure you had heard about that in that period. So it was very difficult, as there wasn't enough capacity to meet the growing demand. And it was very, very tight, especially in the diaper area. There was a lot of constraints and questions in terms of substitution. So with our plant and others in the industry that are building, I hope the impact will only be positive to enable that further growth.
What adhesive innovations does ExxonMobil have in the works?
I love innovation, personally. I love new ideas, connecting trends with technology, future customer needs. Two of the ones that I'd like to talk about, one is having to do with feedstocks that I touched on a little bit earlier, and another is a new polymer. On the feedstock side, as I mentioned earlier, our second steam cracker is the first in the world in Singapore to have the ability to crack crude. When you crack whole crude, there's an energy savings, there is a simplification in the process where you don't have to refine it. A lot of my background's in refining, so it's kind of a direct way to go from crude to chemical feedstocks. Now, why is that important for the adhesives industry? When you crack, the heavier the molecule you crack, especially as you get into a whole crude, you create a tremendous amount of C5 diolefins, which is kind of one of the key building blocks to adhesives. And as you move that direction and create that kind of feedstock size, you've got a tremendous amount of innovation that allows you then to move forward in terms of building, you know, resin plants from that standpoint. So we're very pleased about how that innovation allows us to create feedstock when feedstock in other areas of the world have been shrinking. I think the biggest one that many folks in the industry know has been in North America with the shale gas revolution. As the feeds there, more ethane cracking, less adhesives, feedstocks are produced in that case. But with crude cracking, that innovation allows us to really make a step change in that area. A second one is around new polymers. And what we've done is with our metallocene polypropylene platform, we've created a kind of a brand name polyolefin back backbone called Vistamax. And we're working with that to create kind of the latest generation of that backbone for adhesives. Very excited about that. I think that's going to make a real step change in the industry. And you're going to hear more about that in the coming months. So I'm really excited about its potential.
Okay, great. Thanks again, Dwight, and best of luck with all these new endeavors.
Very good. Thank you, Susan.
For additional information, read the full article in our April issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com.